right?
I figured the Pornhub cars would have been black, right?
No? Black and yellow?
Yeah.
Like their logo?
Black and yellow, black and yellow. Black and yellow. What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined, as always, by Allie and Larry.
Hey.
What it do, baby boo?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
No.
Wait a second. No. Is that my, what is it, secondhand butt plug chiming in? Oh, dude, I'm not going to
be careful with the secondhand butt plugs.
I was like editing that shit this past week.
You break out laughing?
I literally edit this podcast with a fucking shit eating grin.
I am a cheese eater. I will admit that.
Honestly, yeah. I have some Stilton with blueberries in the fridge.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
You didn't even offer me any of the fucking nerve.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I said cheese, and then you said, I eat cheese, and I realized I got cheese today. By the by.
I don't know, dude. I'm just making shit up as I go.
Fuck that phrase.
Don't listen to me.
Man, I'm the funniest person I know, though. Like,
you know what?
I'm my own biggest fucking fan.
Yeah, I know, right? When my morale is low, I just tell myself jokes into a mirror. Literally. So
that is
whenever anybody
the
tells
saddest
me,
and funniest thing I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. Whenever anybody tells me that they've enjoyed something on the podcast or like they say it back or whatever, I'm like, oh my God, they like me.
You immediately, you're like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you legitimately give yourself pats on the back.
Right? I just high five the mirror, but gently, so it doesn't fuck up the mirror.
Yeah. I don't want any evidence.
Allie's been in here. There are a lot of fingerprints on the mirror. Yeah,
seriously. Somebody must have been complimenting Allie tonight.
Stop hitting on my wife.
Oh, God. Hell. I heard about that.
I believe everybody's heard about that.
Oh, yeah, we're just not even going to get into
it.
Anyway,
one day.
So who wants to start off with their week?
Nope.
Okay.
I feel like maybe we need to cancel that.
Okay.
My week just repeated from 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, everything's on loop.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So my dumbass made a parenting mistake. Daniel, keep this in mind for
Please.
When this happens.
I love unsolicited parenting advice, and I'm not kidding because the best part about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes
it's good, and sometimes it's worth what you pay for it. So,
dude, listen. If your kid ever gets strep, please change out the fucking toothbrush. Please.
Oh no,
mm-hmm.
I did not. And guess what happened? He caught strep from himself. He caught strep from his fucking toothbrush. No, dude, he got it again, and I've been dealing with that since Monday. He was just cleared today to go back to school because obviously he had to wait for his COVID results to come back. Hmm. So yeah, it's been a fucking ridiculous ride.
Jeez, dude. And I know that I've said this a million times on the podcast, but dude, nobody wants to fucking deal with it. Like, you being sick, completely fine. You know how to deal with yourself. You understand what to do, all this stuff. Trying to figure out what hurts on a kid or like what is actually wrong or like what they need or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm dealing with a 4-year-old. You're dealing with a 9-year-old? 10-year-old. So obviously communication completely different, but
yeah, I mean, like he does a really good job communicating what he needs and what hurts, but for me, it was more like at night when he was asleep. So I let him sleep with me because I was paranoid.
Sure.
So every hour I would wake up and feel his forehead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he was coughing a lot. So I would randomly hear a weird breathing sound coming out of him. So I'm like, did he stop breathing? Like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
So needless to say, in the past 72 hours, I've had like 10 hours of sleep.
I was going to say, so in the past 72 hours, you've had fantastic sleep.
Oh, fucking. I'm going to sleep so good tonight because he's better. He went to school today. I mean, awesome. This is third day on fucking antibiotics, so he's good to go. But
rock and roll.
I bought, we went to Walmart last night. I think it was last night or the night before, actually, I think. And I bought two toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just one new one, I was like, okay, we get home, we're throwing your old toothbrush away.
Yeah.
And then you're going to use this new one. And then when you finish your antibiotics in 10 days, we're going to throw this one away.
Dude, hey, it's a small price to pay. I know.
You know? Fuck, dude. Yeah. But Strep, dude, like, props to him, though, because he took it like a champ. Like, right. Obviously, when I got COVID, he had to take a COVID test, too, because, you know, he lives with me, so we're around each other. He was negative. I was positive. This is back last November.
Yeah.
All right. So that was his first COVID test ever. And then he got sick 2 weeks ago, and then he had to take a flu test, a strep test, and a COVID test back to back.
Ugh.
Right?
It's a lot and of then, jabbing and jobbing and swiping and swapping. And,
I don't know. And then he gets sick again, and then again, a strep, flu, and another COVID test.
Ugh.
Dude, but he takes it like a champ. The nurse practitioner, she was like, "You're better than a lot of the adults that take these tests."
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's been my week, man. Not eventful. Just mainly that. Just been taking care of, him. But
well, rock and roll. That like you know you're at the end of it.
Yeah,
or at least you know. To the best whatever appearance, it's the light at the end of the tunnel, and guess what? It ain't a train. So
I wish it was. No, I'm just kidding. Please don't report me.
So don't please report
don't do
me.
A wellness check.
Allie, you wanna anything? You know, you just wanna opt out,
man. I feel like all I've done is like work. Did you get a new scepter ring? Yeah, I have so many different ones. I keep changing them out.
Good.
Thanks,
that one looks
I like
good,
it. Yeah, it's like I don't know. I see pictures. I'm like, that looks cool. Then I'm like, if I wore that would look like way too much.
Yeah. It's no. Like I like it, but that's about as like big or like
I feel like anything bigger would be like. You can find jewelry that fit, or
yeah.
Over here. That's about as big as I like them.
Damn it!
Son of a bitch. Well, so great news actually from the Bradley household. My wife has decided to.
Who?
My wife.
Thank you.
Has decided to get a new job because, well, for multiple reasons, one of which being she was basically being groomed for this position that her boss was going to be leaving. Uh-huh. And then he was talking to his boss, so her boss's boss. And they were like, Megan's not really a shoe-in for that position. I hope that you know that. We're probably going to bring somebody in from the outside. And so Megan's like, I'm probably going to fucking give you guys both fingers and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah.
So she just got settled or just accepted a position 100% remote out of New York, this like startup company, and we're stoked as fuck. So
that's awesome, man. Congratulations to Megan.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, man. We're definitely so the reason that I say that is because holy fuck, we had an absolute scare because anybody that's dealing with like 100% remote stuff, like this is kind of a new horizon for the US.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like so, a lot of companies being open-minded to that, you know. And so she gets landed, she signs all the stuff and like, you know, accepts the offer, all that jazz. And she's like texting with her old boss because they were pretty close. And he was like, well, I hope that you worked in the New York income tax into your new like salary. And Megan goes, what? Like, And so, and I was like, okay, while this conversation is happening, I'm trying to squeeze out like a fucking 30-minute nap.
Right.
Because I've been up since fucking 5 this morning, right. You know? And I'm like, I need some rest. So, my child throws the door open at 4:30. And he's like, Daddy, Daddy. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm like, because I was out.
Yeah.
Like, completely out. Jumps on the bed, and he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, Finn, you know, what's up, dude? And Megan comes in. She's like, I didn't realize that we were going to have to pay the New York, like, income tax or whatever, you know? And I was like, what? Because I'm, like, still trying to, like, wake up from this nap.
Yeah.
We don't.
I was going to say, we don't fucking have
to pay that.
Okay.
Because we don't fucking live in New York.
Yeah.
But in my fucking, like, post-nap, I don't even grog, you know? I'm just like, what do you mean? What? Oh, my God. Should we have done this?
You could convince me of anything in the, like, first minute that I wake up.
Yeah.
Like, you could be like, hey, the aliens are here, and I'll be like, all right, get my phone charger.
Seriously, protect my butthole.
I'm like, hand me my chapstick, let's fucking go.
So for the next 10 to 15 minutes, we're like frantically calling people and Google searching both like tax codes and shit. And finally, I get, well, I say finally, my brother, I get in touch with my brother. He has, he's spun up a multitude of fucking businesses that employ people remotely.
Yeah.
All this shit.
So it's something he would know.
100%. Yeah. He's like, hold up, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
Calm down.
Yeah. He's like, you aren't going to have to like pay that because you don't fucking live in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they make up for that in Tennessee with our fucking crazy ass like sales tax and everything else, you know, or to a degree.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, anyway, long story short, if I was supposed to live to 75, it's 70 now. So, I was just, dude, it was it was an interesting afternoon. So that was right before prepping for the show. So,
jeez, I mean,
you could have, you know, just called me. I would have been able to tell you that that's not true.
I know.
Why would he have known that you would know that?
Like, plus, you were at work. I think.
Oh, shut up.
At 4:30.
When was this?
Today.
Oh yeah. Perfect time.
Oh my god.
I would have been like, no, dude.
Today, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
You feel out your W-4 for the state that you live in.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, dude, so it was one of these things that, like, obviously, Megan's never worked 100% remote from a different state from the company that she worked for.
Yeah.
So, it was just...
that shows how smart her boss is.
Well, so this was the boss that is retiring. So the good thing is she will be working for a new boss. So, but he's one of those people that it's like, dude, they don't fucking know how that shit works with 100% remote because they're the same people that it's like, no, I need to see some FaceTime in the office.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I'm sorry. I fucking type for a living.
Yeah,
like,
did you see that senator ask the whistleblower? I think I sent it in the group chat yesterday. There's a senator, I don't know where the fuck he was from, but during the hearing of the Facebook hearing, the Facebook whistleblower hearing, he asked her if she was going to commit to taking down Finsta.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't click your link, but I did see that otherwise. And she was like, so Finsta is not actually a platform. It's just like when people use like an Instagram, they make a different account so that people don't like, know
but,
it.
But it's your product, right? You provide the service. I mean, it's not like an Apple or Google thing, but...
So this
is part of Facebook.
This is my question to you guys. Dude,
you're too fucking old to be even asking questions about this bullshit.
Why is it? And I'm pulling this number out of my ass, but I'm not gonna lie.
87-year-olds.
No. Why is it that the average age of our fucking Congress that fucking legislates laws in our fucking nation? It's gotta be like high 60s.
Oh, at least average.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, dude, we have almost 80-year-olds kind of thing. It's like, dude, I wouldn't trust my parents that aren't even remotely close to 80.
Yeah.
With, like, fucking, like, signing into my account and, like, sending an email.
No. Because I'd be like, you will absolutely...
You have, like, 70 tabs open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will absolutely open a zip file from a dude that says he's a prince. Yeah. Like, no, you can't have my password.
Like, how do these people... How is this what we have to choose from?
And why are we, as a generation, having to explain to them... Here's why you don't open a zip file from an unknown sender. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah. Like, why are you opening anything from an unknown?
So you're telling me you are pro banning zip files.
No, right? I'm pro fucking being ageist in Congress. That's what the fuck I am.
Okay, so you know all these robot bullshits that you have to, like, they convince me every time that I'm a robot. I had to do one yesterday that asked whether I had to identify the buses. Okay. No. But there were also like subway cars, but like from a distance. And I was like, are there wheels or is it on track? Is it a bus?
Yeah.
Am I hate I whenever a there's robot? A slight corner. And then like there's a slight corner of a fuck of the piece that you're supposed to identify.
And I'm like, is that a bus or is it a shopping cart? I can't tell.
Oh God, oh God, beep boop bop, beep 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 boop bop.
Anyway, I'm just saying you should have to solve some sort of puzzle to download a zip file. You should have to prove that you understand what a zip file is and that it can fuck your whole life up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I can't send you this big ass fucking archive of shit, so I'm going to compress it down into a zip file and send it to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like, anytime I need to do something on a work computer and it's like, you have to have admin privileges, I'm like, why? And I'm like, no, I get why you have to have admin privileges to do this. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I hate having to have admin privileges to remove Edge. Who the fuck uses Edge?
I know.
I'm not going to lie. That's my preferred browser.
Daniel,
Daniel,
don't.
Dude, I don't know. I think the only two browsers that I've used legitimately in the past probably 10 years, maybe 15, Mozilla and, I guess Firefox and Chrome.
Yeah. I use Safari on my phone because I like it on my phone better than Chrome.
Dude, sometimes, and once again... Fucking like for instance, I was like filling out something for I think my pharmacy license or something, and shit wouldn't load right, and so I'm like, I'm gonna try this in fucking Safari. Mm-hmm. So I am a liar. I apologize. But like you open it and it opens fine.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
I use Safari and Chrome.
Yeah.
Both of them for two completely different reasons.
Porn and what? No, I'm just kidding.
No, one of them, like, I use Safari because I use my Face ID and my fingerprint on my laptop to log into certain websites, not secure websites,
sure.
You know, like Google, like fucking Netflix and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sure.
But I use Chrome for like when I'm searching for articles to cover and shit like that, because most websites load better and faster on Chrome.
Gotcha. All right.
This has been Internet Corner with the boys. Can I get us back to taxes for a second and tell you a little tax thing?
I
thought I'd never ask. We hang out too much.
I know.
So my friend in Fort Collins, who sends me all kinds of content but will not listen to podcasts, he sent me this where Fort Collins is getting rid of city sales tax on menstrual products, which the state already had.
This was kind of in the works for a hot minute, right?
The state passed it in 2018, Colorado. But
because I felt like I read about this.
There's been a lot of like cities and states and municipalities like trying to do this, because it's basically like people who menstruate have to buy these products. Like, and it doesn't make sense to tax them. Like,
I can dig that. And I mean, like, truly. How much money are you really missing out on?
I'm
sure it's substantial, but...
Well, it says it's going to save an estimated 47,500 Fort Collins residents who menstruate an average of a few dollars a year, and it'll cost the city an estimated $110,000 in lost revenue from sales tax. Okay.
And this is in
what Fort state? Collins, Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure weed is legal.
Right.
Once you just dip into weed the weed, fucking it. Yeah. Fun.
I think they're being fine.
Yeah.
But there's a whole thing about it. And there's like a linked story in this that I didn't get into, but it's saying that women pay a higher tax on menstrual hair care and young girls' toys.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they figure all that up, but I didn't feel like I had all the weeds on it.
I'm just question.
Yeah.
Young girls' toys, like, what does that mean?
Like
your first vibrator, you know? Barbie vibrator.
Barbie's first vibrator. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my canceled. God. Barbie's first double-ended dildo.
Oh.
Teresa and Barbie are having Barbie's a great time at the barbecue. I'm sorry.
Okay. When I click into that, it's saying that basically products for women or girls cost 7% more than comparable products for men and boys. For example, girls' clothing costs 4% more than boys. Women's clothing costs 8% more than men's.
Hold on.
No bullshit on that.
Really? I'm not going to lie. Okay.
A side-by-side comparison of red short-sleeve polo shirts used as uniforms showed a $2 difference, despite there being no obvious difference in style or quality. Both from the same retailer.
So, and I'm not calling your bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that...
I am calling your bullshit.
No, I'm just saying that my understanding was that men's clothes normally cost more because they don't buy as much.
I don't think so. Men might buy nicer clothes, but side by side, like of the same brand.
Really?
I don't think
that's,
so.
Okay, wow. So that's what I wanted to kind of touch on because...
That's interesting, though.
Like, from my experience, women will like not only look for great deals... but usually the material and the quality of the clothes that they buy, yes, it's like they can buy a shit ton of clothes for a little amount of money, but they can wear that shirt for like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it deteriorates like fucking Forever 21 or some shit like
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then you got to look at like cost per wear and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus men, you can hardly ever find good deals on men's clothing, like depending on your taste. I mean, if you really don't give a fuck about the way that you look, you know, of course you're gonna find some. And depending
Larry,
on your
I saw
build.
You look at me. You son of a... He's like, I see how you dress. You
but Daniel, you're wearing a Big Lots shirt. Like it's Big Lots branded.
But that's what I'm saying. But that shirt will last the dude like a fucking eternity.
Yeah.
Like he will wear it from the beginning of high school all the way to his fucking
30s. Yeah.
He'd be like, I still fit in this shirt somehow because I have good metabolism. I fucking
another thing from this bigger study, they said girls' toys and accessories cost an average of 7% more than boys. A separate side-by-side comparison of two Radio Flyer brand My First Scooters showed that the red one was $25 and the pink one was $49.
Jeez.
Despite them being identical in all other ways.
Ooh, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, my child would want the pink one.
Right. And you'd be like, no, sir, we can't afford pink.
No. I don't blame.
Pink's an expensive color to fucking insure. No.
It's an expensive color to insure.
Pink scooters get more speeding tickets, Finn. We can't buy the pink
Seriously.
One.
Seriously. Brother, what do you think? Money grows on trees? What do you think? We have a money tree in the backyard? Oh, my God. That's
pretty cool.
Really fascinating because I was not under that understanding.
I didn't know about the price difference there. Yeah. I knew the pink tax, but I had only heard pink tax and like just okay about menstrual products. I didn't realize, well, and razors, but like I didn't know that it was an actual like built into the price and not like the tax.
So the razors thing,
are
men's or women's razors more expensive?
Women's? Yeah.
Women's. Okay. They are way better though.
Which ones?
Women's razors.
Dude, everybody just needs to get on the fucking like bandwagon of safety razors. I have a fucking stack of feather razors. Bought a $40 handle.
Oh.
And like, dude, I'm telling you, I bought the stack of, I bet I have like 200 razors. And I plan on cutting myself a lot.
Dang,
Daniel, I took you for the type of person that would have a straight razor with a fucking leather strap,
just fucking
sharpen every time.
So I thought about doing that, and I was like, I don't think it's worth it because. I'm just not going to take the time to actually get decent to where it doesn't look like I'm fucking like trying to I don't even know, in my life every time I shave. So, but the safety razor stuff, it's actually not that steep of a learning curve. And
I honestly don't even know what you're talking about.
Really? Okay. Well, so it's legitimately just a handle and a little headpiece kind of thing that it screws apart, and you just set a razor down in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, they look like they wouldn't even work.
I don't think, yeah. And honestly, women, it would be way harder because of, like, contours of, like, ankles and all that shit.
Yeah.
But
sensitive areas.
I already, like, basically cut my ankles or wrist bones, like, every time I should. No. I, like, quickly saved that. Allie. No, like, where, like, your wrist sticks out on the outside part. Like, I cut myself, like, every time I fucking shave. Yeah. So,
okay. So that's why. Sorry, go ahead, dude.
I shave my arms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've thought about just nairing my arms from now on.
Okay.
Because I hate how much time it takes to shave my arms.
I can shave my arms so much quicker than my legs.
Really? I waxed my arms once and it was great. Hell. Like, it was so smooth.
Oh, sure.
It
took, hurt
sure.
like
it took,
fuck.
It took forever. Yeah. It did hurt. Yeah. But it took forever for the hair to grow back.
Yeah.
And I like that. But then I was like, I think Nair would be.
What about like?
Anyway, we're getting way off track.
Nair sucks. And it smells like burning hair. Have you ever got a piece of hair into like a candle? That's what it smells like when you're using Nair.
Well, I mean, it's basically a chemical burn, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of like whatever hair treatment kind of shit, what about like, have you ever thought about like the laser hair shit? Laser hair removal kind of thing. Like, I wonder what the cost equivalency.
You could look up the cost for it. What?
The cost over your lifetime?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, okay. Yeah. So you said that obviously waxing lasted a lot longer than Nair or shaving. And so I wonder what, you know, the cost comparison between just whatever, going and getting a laser hair removal on your arms or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what that would do to tattoos, though.
Oh, that's... I don't know. I think that would be very superficial, like the hair stuff.
Yeah, because I think tattoos, like the lasers tattoo removal, like you've seen videos of those being done. So that's not what getting laser hair removal is like. Yeah.
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 But anyway, we won't get... I wanted to mention this real quick, and this is completely... whatever. Don't have a segue. Wouldn't it be really cool to have a map of the state of Florida and all of the different areas, like a heat map for Florida Man stories?
Yeah.
Like where they were occurring?
Yeah.
I did not have time to look for it because I legitimately thought of this 2 seconds before Allie came over. But, like, I wrote down Florida Man hot map. I guess heat map. Oh. But I was just like, because obviously with the sunshine, what is it, sunshine law? Is that
Sunshine Act.
Yeah. Sunshine Act. I would be very interested to see, you know, all of these, because I actually have a Florida woman story today.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just one of these things that I was like, okay, time out. There are a lot of stories that come out of Florida, and Florida's a pretty big state, you know, whatever. I'd be interested to see if there's like, oh my God, the vast majority come from one area versus, you know, whatever. Is it Panhandle? Is it fucking, I don't know. What is the rest of Florida called? You know, just the fucking panhandle of the United States.
Just Florida.
I mean, there's Florida. Central Florida, and there's like Southern Florida.
So panhandle's like up in the
yes.
Geography. Well, I think they call the area
Southern, Northern, Eastern, Western.
Like the area that Tampa's in, I think would be called like Central Florida, but it's on the Gulf side. So like, I don't know how they break down. It's not like East, West, Middle Tennessee. Like,
that makes sense. That makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah, because we're like a fucking horizontal state, not a vertical state.
Dude,
it's weird.
And speaking of
Florida's both.
Yeah, kind of. The panhandle. Yeah.
Speaking of that,
there you go, the panhandle.
I didn't realize how fucking huge California is. like
you
southern.
You just been learning about maps.
Okay, let me just put it this way.
I say that out loud.
You guys ever seen a map?
No, no, but dude, tip to tip, it's like 14 hours.
Oh, yeah, it's forever long.
It's like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, let's get back to panhandle.
Yeah? Yeah. Are we panhandling? The word.
We panhandle. We are
it's
panhandling.
It's literally named after, like, the handle of a pan.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
What? That just hit me.
No, wow. we're panhandling. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and...
Meandering.
Yeah. We're panhandling right now, and you can help our panhandling at Patreon's, you know, .com/ No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, no, but for real, California is big as fuck.
It's like, but it's weirdly big.
Yeah.
Like, well, not weirdly big, but it's like...
Are we all high? What are we talking
about? I don't know. You know what?
No, like, you're talking about that, and
no,
I'm like,
you're right.
Okay, Central Florida is a region, but also, like, the Treasure Coast is, like, a sub-region of
and I'm over
what
here,
am
like,
I doing?
A panhandle.
Okay,
is,
I'm going to come clean. I'm going to come clean with you guys. I think there's, like, this weird, like, backup sewage problem back in Hardin
Valley.
Is
there a gas leak?
I'm not kidding. I think there's some kind of weird thing that it's just, like, I think I'm just, like, in it. Man, I feel really...
If you guys start feeling that. Sleepy, then you should start getting worried.
Dude, I...
Don't close your eyes.
I am, like, so just out of it that I forgot to brush my teeth this morning. I haven't forgot that in years.
Dude.
And I didn't
notice...
That's
because you're an adult.
I realized... I looked at what time it was when I realized.
Yeah.
10:39 a.m. it was when I realized I had not brushed my teeth.
I just... Can
how?
I just
how do you go that
can
long?
Can I just appreciate like, how she stated that?
Yeah, no, I was about to say, what are you, medieval fucking poet?
10:39 it was that I realized I had not brushed my teeth.
God damn
that
it.
Was the most insanely structured sentence I've heard spill out of your mouth in a hot minute. So.
Oh, God.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Do you have any Pornhub comments this week?
I don't know. Let me check.
Oh, hell.
Oh, shit, Trixie. Yeah. All right, girl. Yeah, that pole. Yeah, oh, write no. it. And what do I need to do?
Ooh. Ooh. Speaking of polls.
No.
Remind me after this to okay. go over the answers from our last two polls because we forgot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this first one that I came up with. From Facial Fetish. 12? 12?
No. Excuse me?
Facial Fetish.
You had me at facial.
12 and a half minutes in, the guy looks like a baby bird being fed by its mother. Or like he's contemplating biting the back of her fucking head off. Lol. So this is my question. Yes, this is why I brought this one to the table. What is going on in this scene? And I don't have it, obviously, in front of me.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
But I have it saved in my other... No, I'm just kidding.
have it queued up, yeah. Ready to go.
But so, 12 and a half minutes, he looks like a baby bird being fed by its mother.
I'm
so
gonna
you
tell
think
you
he's
right
going
there,
down on her?
It sounds more like he might be receiving the facial from another dude.
She's sitting on his face.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, so it might be some, like, gay porn.
But
so,
then it says something right? about she.
Oh, that's a good point.
She's sitting on his face.
Yeah, he said he's contemplating biting the back of her fucking head off. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't.
Huh.
Okay, the reason I brought it to the table is because legitimately I was confused because I was like, haha, baby bird being fed by its mother. And then I was like, contemplating biting the back of what? I don't know. It sounds like a logistical nightmare.
What are you, a fucking praying mantis?
Right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So this one, The Plug 169. And I feel like, thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
Moving forward, anytime, I'm going to read the names of these, or the usernames,
mm-hmm.
and if you hear 69,
we have to say nice.
I'm just going to pause.
Yeah.
And nice. If you guys don't hit me with a fucking nice, I'm just going to wait awkwardly until you hit me with the nice.
We'll be like, what happened?
did I get disconnected? So, The Plug 169.
Nice.
Nice.
Damn, I wish I could buy the succulents in the background. Those are some well looked after plants.
God damn.
Oh my God.
I just love any of the shit that like they focus on the background stuff, I love it. But this one is more in it is more in the vein of October. Mm-hmm. So
ooh, it's a spooky
grandma's _ Furburger.
No.
No.
Yes.
Straight to jail. Straight to fucking jail with that username.
All right.
No.
Let me.
We'll not allow it. Order in the court. Order in the court.
Here we go. Here we go. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I porn surfed, weak and weary.
No.
Over many strange
and Allie?
Spurious sight of hot XXX galore. While I clicked my favorite bookmark, suddenly came a warning. And my heart was filled with mourning. Mourning for my dear amour. 'Tis not possible, I muttered. Give me back my free hardcore, quoth the server. 404.
Oh my God.
I thought that was a fucking gem.
Holy shit.
I knew Allie
Hats
would be
off.
All
that
up
is awesome.
On it, so. And guess what?
It's me. I wrote it and I'm just like, isn't it so good though?
She's like, Grandma's Forever. That's
funny.
Oh no,
you found my poems.
Grandma's Axe Wound. Is that yes. The show title? Grandma's
no.
Axe Wound.
God, I'll write it down, please but no guarantee. And this has been Pornhub Comments. Oh, yeah. I love the explosion.
All right, so we have been doing a terrible job of coming back with the information of polls.
Yes.
So there are two that I want to go over, and one of them was not mine.
Okay.
So first I want to mention Allie's picture whenever we made fun of Zuck's hands. And people fucking loved it.
Yes.
There's people that say he's got Trump hands and all this shit.
Yeah.
Widow hands. But anyway, so shout out to Matt. He created his own poll a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the question was, who wants to see Daniel in his gimp costume? The options were no, but also yes. There was yes. And then there was seen it, trying to erase it from my mind.
I think that was his vote, probably.
So the votes are in.
Wait for it.
Coming in. Mm-hmm.
The votes.
Coming in at number one, it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, the drummer's
no,
an amateur.
But also, yes, with eight fucking votes. Eight people are like, yeah, but. No, or no, but kind of.
Those people were at the Halloween party, and they saw me in those fucking tights.
Oh my God!
So when I dressed up as Callie,
four votes, including yours truly, was yes. Allie voted twice. And
yeah, it let me. Why would I not? Ranked voting, motherfuckers.
coming in last was seen it trying to raise it from a mind. Two votes.
Makes sense.
And then when it came down to asking about what would you tattoo on your knuckles?
Ooh.
This was a good one. So
I just kept adding options.
First of all, it wasn't meant to like give you anything, Nikki. It was meant to just open poll. You do your own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have baby duck. We got kind AF, taco race.
Just because it fits. Like,
oh my
I
God.
Don't.
I'm not going to lie. I might be on board with taco race.
A knife, die mad knife.
Yeah, the knives are fillers on the outsides.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so we're talking emojis at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Emojis, yeah.
Okay.
Then we had shit post in fucking.
Like old
gothic.
English.
That's a good
no,
one.
No, this is gothic.
Yeah, it's gothic. Yeah.
That's yeah. A good one, though.
Six of one, half dozen the other.
Then we had evil soup. Then we had right, left, but right spelled R-I-T-E.
That one broke me.
That one's good.
And then take naps from Allie. Yep.
Ooh, God, that's a good one.
Right, it's...
And last one was Toontown.
Okay, I do have to say that Bruce told me when he listened the other day that he would get D's nuts.
Yes.
I just want to know what this Oban bowl is.
It's just a thing that people write, like...
Oban bowl?
Yeah.
Oban
bowl. I mean, it's just open poll, but people use the B emoji because there's not a P.
Oh, okay.
I'm in too many shit posting groups. I'm sorry.
Wait, time out. There's not a P emoji? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
There's like a few letter emojis.
You can use the parking. Oh. You can use the parking
No, that's dumb. Nobody does that.
Damn.
Just a fucking suggestion.
Is there a parking emoji?
Hey, Larry. Stop making sense, dude.
Yeah, right? We don't make sense here. Just like this next story.
Oh, I'll be damned. There is a P.
You might be on the wrong
podcast. It's just from a shitposting group, man. I don't make the rules of the internet, okay?
Dude, okay, so I pulled this one over from last week, right? Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to cover it last week, but I forgot a lot of shit last week.
Yeah, okay.
People in Yorkshire were fucking going crazy. You want to take a stab as to why without looking at the spreadsheet?
Let's chat. They were going crazy, and it was last week. Ooh, I don't know. Was somebody in a costume haranguing?
No. Daniel, were you in Yorkshire last week?
I plead the fifth.
So residents were fuming after fake Pornhub casting cars appear in town.
What?
Yeah.
I heard about this. And I forgot to look it up.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because, I didn't tell you guys. I saw a car last weekend. It was a new Supra, and it had a fucking...
Bruce told me because he was over
here. Okay, I texted a bunch of people.
Oh, new Supra.
Oh, man, it's pretty. It had all these like vinyls and stuff on it. It was goofy, but it had...
It was fast and furious.
Yeah. It had the biggest park bench of a spoiler I have ever seen.
Yes.
I've seen big, dumb spoilers, and this was the biggest and dumbest. It had a vanity plate. What?
You have to sit like on the trunk and then put your food on top of the spoiler and eat it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
It's an adult size fucking chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most importantly, it had a vanity plate from Florida. So this was a Florida man.
Yes.
And it just said hentai.
Yes.
Oh my God. The more tentacles, the better.
And no, like, not any, like, funny characters or a spelling that was with just the normal spelling of hentai. I was with...
Obviously, whoever printed that license plate did not know what hentai was.
Right? Do you not put it in the old Google machine before you print a vanity plate?
So this is my question. Who drives that car?
Absolute baller, I'll tell you what.
Do you think that it's...
Someone that gets so much pussy. So much.
He is drowning. He is what's known as drowning in the puss.
Oh, It's probably not even a he. We're not even assuming gender right now.
How dare you assume their gender? They are drowning in the puss.
Oh my God. Let's go back to Yorkshire. Tell us about Pornhub cars.
That's awesome, though.
It was.
So, the people in this town were pissed off because there were overnight there were a bunch of fucking bright pink cars that appeared to advertise Pornhub, and they were spotted just parking. Right,
I figured the Pornhub cars would have been black, right? No,
black and yellow.
Yeah,
like their logo.
Black and yellow.
Okay, how many listeners just did it too, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
Please, if you also sing it along with us, tell us. Email us or put it in the Facebook group or text us or something. Tell us.
My God, we hang out too much. Please continue.
Okay.
So these cars were parked outside the residences and local businesses, with many blasting the inappropriate nature of the message written across them. So they had Pornhub casting cars on the back windshield. To make this story a little bit more weird, the pink cars, which have Pornhub casting cars, like I said, written on them, are nothing to do with the porn site. Are nothing. I don't
It's okay.
Likely the whole thing was some sort of prank. But whatever it is, it has not gone down well with the locals. Speaking to Yorkshire Live, one resident said, "I think it's disgusting. I wrote a post-it note, which I was going to place on the windscreen. Quote, I said, please park somewhere else. It's highly inappropriate as there are children walking around the road." Another woman said, quote, I saw one parked in Golden Butts Road. Golden Butts Road. Yes.
That's the show title.
Parked in Golden Butts Road. Then outside of Witherspoon's. I thought it was some sort of stag going on. These British people are weird.
It's Brits, also dude.
Saw one. Okay, a stag do is a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Bachelor party. Okay. I also saw one on Little Lane. I think there were three in all. She added, they were revolting, especially the color. They stood out.
I'd love to be more offended with pink than I am with an ad for Pornhub.
Right? But there was one near a school.
Oh.
A spokesman.
Well, but time out. There's nothing, and I'm playing the devil's advocate. There's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing offensive that's actually on it.
No, it just says Pornhub.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's one of those things that it's like, you know, I mean, like, I'm sorry. If you don't know what the word porn means.
Also, if you didn't hoot and holler when you saw it, your kid wouldn't be like, why are you mad?
Yeah, it's true.
These cars were like horribly spray painted. And they were just seen across the town over like several days. But as mysteriously as they turned up, they have since disappeared. Meanwhile, Pornhub has said that the cars have nothing to do with the porn site. A Pornhub spokesperson told the Daily Star, I cannot believe Pornhub has a spokesperson. I want to be that spokesperson.
Dude, how big of a company is Pornhub? Of course they have a spokesperson.
Were you offended by the dicks or the pussies or the tits or the buttholes? We need to really drill it down.
Why
to
are
figure
you being
out.
So gross?
Drill it down. So I need you to actually, go ahead and get down there and show me what position was that offensive. But do it.
Absolutely not. I will not.
Do it on our casting couch, please. Go ahead and roll camera and action.
Oh my God. So the spokesperson was quoted telling the Daily Star that it had nothing to do with Pornhub, that they don't have casting cars, that they are investigating who is behind this. They're not going to find out.
No.
With Pornhub on the case, this article finishes off by saying, I'm sure this mystery will be solved in no time. Says the writer, whatever, Rebecca Shepherd.
I wish they would have been like, I'm sure that we will bust this case.
I'm sorry, the writer was not Rebecca Shepherd, it was Claire Reed, which sounds like a porn star.
We will get to the bottom of it.
We'll get to the bottom of that, and we'll bust this nut open.
We're going to plow right through this mystery.
We will go every inch into this investigative process, and we will spare no drip of
internet.
Well, speaking of pleasure.
Oh hell.
And I apologized on the spreadsheet.
I like the way that you came at me on this because I do not have a fucking brand.
I feel like our whole podcast brand now time is out. Weird sex stories.
It is. But time out. You do bring a whole lot of tabloid.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, well, Daily Star falls under that. And I was like, damn, I actually don't. I'm going to add this. And that was like, I think the only thing that I added before anything else, just because I was like, I want Larry to know that I'm taking this one.
He saw it and he was like, why am I being attacked?
Because I put, sorry, Larry. I know this is your beat, but it was too good to pass up.
So, I like the way you should have underlined.
I know, right? I know. Missed opportunities.
And the ass one. And pass up.
Yeah. So let's say you walk up to a used car lot. You're looking for a really solid SUV. American made. You're saying, you know, I don't know. Ford, not really doing it for me. Chevy, nah. A Jeep. That's what I think that I need.
Yeah?
That is.
I only want a Jeep in one circumstance.
Okay.
But I'm not going to ruin it.
Okay. For you, so. I'm assuming that the Jeep that you want has a woman with her, quote, legs spread wide open, end quote, in the back seat.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's the only way I buy a Jeep,
are we
man.
Still on the Pornhub casting cars, or is this a new?
I'm sorry, let me do a hard stop on that one. New story.
Okay, just to be sure.
This actually spurred my thought about the, like, Florida,
yeah,
like, heat map for, like, I want to know how many stories are coming from where.
Yeah.
And we should create that, or we should try to find where it exists on the internet, because it probably already
I was
exists.
Already ruined today because Allie told me how fucking Mormons have premarital sex, and I have so fucking many questions.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, continue with your story.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to have to revisit
I'll get back
that.
To that. I'll
okay.
get back to that.
Yeah, so, we'll get back to that.
Customers shopping for a used car was horrified to discover a naked woman pleasuring herself in the back. Or, I'm sorry, in the back seat. That was a weird break. I apologize.
She was doing butt stuff in the jeans.
On
she
herself?
Was finger banging her balloon knot in the... No, I'm
no.
just kidding. She was pleasuring herself in the back seat, an arrest report states.
Did you know that you can get a mold of your asshole made out of chocolate?
Only you would know that, Larry.
Question. Why?
I don't know.
I love chocolate, but I don't want to eat my own ass in chocolate. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to eat my wife's ass in chocolate.
God, no, like, no.
Come on, man. Police in Florida, USA. I mean, like, I feel like it goes without being said.
If,
like,
you live in some part of the world that you're not aware of Florida, you're missing out on some good news stories.
No, I'm not going to lie. I feel like across the world, it's like Florida, that's the USA.
Yeah.
It, period.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Daily Star is like a UK tabloid.
Probably.
So police in Florida were called last Wednesday after the shocking incident took place inside a 2010 Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, hell.
Wrangler. Barely know her.
Thank you, Allie. That was parked outside the Bob Tyler Toyota dealership in Pensacola.
Hey, man, that's good advertising
panhandle.
For that fucking...
Panhandle?
We're back to panhandle now.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Rock and roll. A customer allegedly, quote, complained to his sales associate about a naked woman in the back seat of one of the vehicles in the sale lot.
Ma'am, you said there's a what in the back seat of that Wrangler?
Yeah.
Oh, that comes with the car.
Emphasis on comes.
You see, we don't give you an extended warranty. We just give you a homeless woman.
No, we don't give you an extended warranty. We just get you extended. When the manager of the dealership opened the door of the Jeep, he said he spotted Alexis King, 37, quote, naked with her legs spread wide open. Isn't that how you finger bang? I don't know.
If you're really
she's getting
going
it,
at
dude.
It,
dude.
Yeah.
She's getting it.
She was getting it. Like,
getting it.
Wow.
Getting it. Another employee of the dealership who called the police told officers that his colleague called him to the front lot to get a vehicle that a homeless woman was inside pleasuring herself. Now, there are calls that I would not want to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are calls that I would definitely not want to respond to.
Uh-huh.
No.
This is the latter.
I read ahead and I regret it.
You what?
I read ahead and I regret, no. I regret it.
When King got out of the car and walked away from the location, employees noticed that the interior of the car was damaged.
No.
Including a broken radio and a, quote, period stain on the back seat.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, this is a dealership.
Ma'am, this is Bob Tyler Toyota. Ma'am.
Ma'am, this is a Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, my God. A manager estimated that King caused approximately $1,300 in damages to the Jeep.
Is that how much an orgasm cost?
Damn. Talk about a pink tax. I'll tell you what.
Show title. Pink tax.
Oh my God,
dude! I cannot. Oh my God, I almost just like text that to like my parents or something,
dude.
Oh God.
One witness even told police that the inside of the car smelled so horrible that it went straight to detailing.
What? What?
Dude, hey, not gonna lie.
What?
She's
I'm just frowning.
When it happens, it happens.
They need what's her face's candles, like immediately.
Yeah, they need
Paltrow's candles.
Yeah, they immediately went over to the local Goop store to swipe up a lot of. Oh my God! Yeah. So I'm not gonna lie. She's been apprehended, just in case you're afraid that you live in Pensacola and your car is going to be masturbated in. And oh, beer by the stained. Way,
in case you're interested in buying this car, it's still available.
It's got
84,000 miles on it, and it's, you know, $23,000.
Did this just turn into a fucking native ad? Like, what?
Also, newly detailed. I mean, get after it.
Oh my God, plus $23,000 for a fucking...
Jeeps are expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they hold their value. They also break a lot.
Dude, thank you. No, like one of my buddies had a Jeep in high school, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I swear to God, dude, I feel like that dude was getting rides more than driving his own fucking car because it was always in the shop.
Much like this lady
was
in
there,
this Jeep.
Was there a homeless woman in the back?
Yes. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom.
I love how it closes up by saying the listing failed to mention any recent stains on the car's gray cloth.
Yes. Oh my God.
Hey, at least it was gray. Ugh. I mean, like,
could you imagine if it was like black interior?
Oh, can you imagine if it was like fucking like
beige? Like
light
tan?
Yeah, like tan. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oof. So yeah, that's about all I got about baiting in the backs of Jeeps. So Jeep baiting.
Jeep baiting.
I have one where, look, cops are nice guys, right? We've been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
They sure wouldn't get charged with distributing fentanyl, right?
No, not cops.
No. What? They don't have not access cops. To
what?
That.
Trey sent me this and I was like, cops? No. So, these two narcotics officers are for sure.
Oh, there we go. That makes
sense. In Columbus, Ohio. Ohio is as broken as Florida. Like,
dude, in regards to the opioid shit, it's like.
Oh, it's like, yeah. It's, yeah, yeah.
It was fucking
but just their court system is also fucked. Oh,
okay.
But, yeah, so the cops were 33 and 44. They've been accused of helping. With sale and distribution of 7.5 kilos of fentanyl.
For the layman out there, like a couple, I think like micrograms of fentanyl
will kill you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's insane, especially to like an opioid naive person.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's like a dash of salt.
Yeah. It's like
basically
insane.
It's like too wild. Strong to even mess with. Yeah. One of them is also accused of attempting to gain Mexican citizenship as part of a plan to launder drug proceeds.
Like, checks out.
Buddy.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, what?
He went to the country back in July, intended to buy Mexican properties and run them as Airbnbs. He had also accepted $44,000 in cash to protect shipments of at least 27 kilos of coke just between March and September.
Wait. He wanted to become a Mexican citizen?
Yeah. To help him launder money.
How the turntable.
Yeah. I don't think, I'm not going to lie, I don't think we're dealing with the big best and the brightest.
Well, when they busted him, those shipments didn't have any drugs. Each one was being monitored by federal agents.
Each one of them was a bag of like fucking confectioner's sugar that he's like, it's never tastes sweet.
It's never a hitman.
It's never a hitman.
So he made himself available by radio during the transportation of what he thought were drugs. He said that he would make any calls that you might need, including to other law enforcement officials, to protect the safe transportation of the cocaine. And then, of course, the police chief is like, well, these are disturbing allegations. This would absolutely violate the oaths that our officers take. Yes.
Thank you for stating the absolute obvious.
Our officers are not supposed to be committing crimes. Like, yeah, that's the point. Like, what?
Thank you, like, you know, Captain Fuddy Duddy Dummy Dumb.
God. And anyway, when my officers do what's right, I will always have their back. And when they don't, they will be held accountable. Well, I would not hold your breath to see how accountable they are held.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll get like 2 months and fucking time out.
Put out both your wrists. Now, don't tell me you did that. That was
the sound of him slapping him on the wrist with his dick.
Yeah. They're like, Captain, why did you take out your millimeter Peter to try to slap my wrist?
Oh, my God. I don't know if you saw that I have another car sex story.
Yo,
did you see?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Hell yes. Please.
I feel like the headline is basically the whole story.
Wait, also, is this from...
No. This is from...
Daily... What is it called?
Daily Mail. I have one from them, but this is Mail Magazine, which...
it's owned by Daily Mail. No, I'm just kidding.
I went to it, and I think the whole... it might be a good news source, because I think the whole site is about, like, sex-related stories.
Yeah.
Which is our brand.
Okay, wait, no. Talk slower. I can't type it in fast enough.
I'm typing one-handed over here.
Oh, no.
What do you think the weirdest outcome of doing the nasty in a 2014 Hyundai Genesis might be?
Ooh. So, a Hyundai Genesis is actually a pretty nice car, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fine. I think it's really interesting that they dropped the Hyundai. Like, there's no identifier of Hyundai. It's just Genesis.
It's just got its own logo. Yeah. And stuff. Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting. That is kind of cool. So, 2014... And what was the question?
What do you think the weirdest outcome of doing the nasty in a 2014 Hyundai Genesis would be?
Giving birth.
I was going to say, like, a baby. I don't know.
Okay. Or this woman caught HPV.
Ah, okay. There's always that.
But she is suing Geico.
The fuck does Geico have anything to do with
this?
They
insured the car.
Dude, they only
saved... They shouldn't let the car have STDs, right?
They only, like, hey, they only saved her 14% in 15 minutes. So.
She said they have tormented us with corny ads and that British lizard mascot for way too long. And now they're embroiled in this lawsuit. The woman is saying that she contracted HPV, which is the most commonly STI in the U.S. She says this was a result of having unprotected sex with the dude in his car in late 2017, and he knew that he had it, and he didn't tell her. And so the vehicle was insured by Geico. So in February of this year, she demanded a liability settlement from the company. Ask how much. Guess how much? Higher. Guess how much?
$15 million.
No, I'm going to say...
Just 1 million.
1 million?
I was going to be in the teens of thousands.
1 million.
Yeah. This, yeah.
Or if they won't give her the liability settlement for $1 million, she will file a suit for damages.
What? On what grounds? What judge will grant this stupid ass fucking lawsuit?
Right?
Or is Geico just going to just settle to get them off, like get her off their backs?
Well, dude, I think that it's like they're going to be like, Mr. Barker, what do you think? Do you think this lawsuit will hold up in the court of law? Yeah, I agree.
Well, my opinion is it's got a good chance of going into the
fucking billboard. That's how billboard lawyers sound.
Dude, I'm going to turn your rack into a check.
And so they're also asking to keep their full names secret. They're only going by their initials. And Geico is like, I don't think you have the right to stay pseudonymous. But I don't remember that's not right. Pseudonymous.
That,
I don't think so.
Anonymous.
Using a pseudonym? Pseudonymous?
Maybe.
I guess.
Sure. All right. Anyway, I don't think you have the right to use pen names during this proceedings.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they're in cahoots and trying to get a big payout, and that's why they're trying to say, like, basically.
How about nothing that they say makes sense and it will not hold up in the court of law?
No.
It's like,
I want it to. Just so that there can be a precedence on this.
Well, and
oh my God, please.
The court has said that the company investigated and found that, like, the guy said that him and the girl have had sex in locations other than in that insured vehicle. So she had been with other sexual partners in the same period too. So like that, you're not going to prove that you got it from him in that car.
Nope.
Did this guy have sex with the woman in a Jeep by any chance?
He's like, I was just down in Pensacola for a little vacation.
Well, but apparently there is a little bit of a precedent for this, because in 1985, a dude got a $25,000 settlement from Prudential for his client who had contracted herpes from a policyholder when they had sex in the dude's house.
Our legal system is fucking broken.
It's dumb.
It is stupid.
They did their research. Yeah. There's no way they didn't search this.
Of course, dude. I can guarantee you that these fucking bottom-feeding lawyers were just like, oh my gosh, you know, there is potentially a way that, I mean, dude.
Yeah.
In lawsuits, the fucking plaintiffs, the defendants, neither of them win ever. No. Period. The lawyers always win. That is the whole concept of our fucking legal system, and it's bullshit. So it's like it's one of these things that it's like, you know, I mean, there's this legal precedence from what, 85 is what you say. That it's like, oh yeah, this dude banged this girl or whatever.
Well, since then, that one didn't even go to court. They settled out of court. Oh, okay. But he publicized the victory so much that eventually homeowner insurance companies have started putting exclusions for communicable disease into their policy language.
Like, I mean, well, it all comes back to the thing that it's like, why is there a sticker on paint cans that says do not
eat. Now that you say that, homeowners insurance is a little bit different, because if someone gets hurt in your home, you're liable, and homeowners insurance covers that. So wouldn't that extend to cars, but you're talking about transmittable diseases? Okay, it's coming together.
Mm-hmm. God, man, I feel like that is a massive stretch.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one, a wink, wink, a notch, yeah, I just feel like it's, God, that's one of those things that it's like, you know, I mean, like, I had you over, we didn't even have sex, I took you out in my car, we got two blizzards from fucking Dairy Queen, but you were in my car when you received your Reese's, like, blizzard, and then you choked on the Reese's blizzard, but you received it in my car,
right?
And it's just like,
yeah,
come on,
yeah,
what,
it's too many.
That's why I don't have people ride with me. Fuck you, you're not getting shit out of me.
Hey man, nobody's gonna ride with you in my neighborhood. God, they're like, dude, this guy's going like 15 miles an hour, his car sounds too fast. God damn. That was some funny shit, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh man, have you ever been on the streets of New York and gotten attacked by a dick? I mean, sorry, a cock.
Big difference. Are we talking about a bird or a
private detective?
A private detective. My name's Dick. I'm a private detective. No, just kidding.
And I investigate
private cases.
Oh, God.
Please elaborate.
So, here's there's a man walking down the road in Queens, mm-hmm. New York City, when he was suddenly attacked by a fucking rooster. This rooster has been terrorizing the neighborhood for years. So it's not the first time.
Have they named it yet? Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there are so many names swimming around in my head right now, but please carry on.
He's saying that the rooster, he was walking down the road and the rooster left him bloodied and concerned for his neighbor's safety, but it wasn't a dog, cat, or even a New York sea rat that came after him.
Did you just say a New York sea rat?
New York City.
Oh, yeah. You did say it weird. I couldn't tell either.
Okay.
I was running out of breath. Okay. Sorry. His aggressor was a rooster. A fucking rooster. He was quoted by saying, just usually walking to go to my bus to go to work, and I felt a peck on my left hand, said Leon
Susserin. At least he didn't feel a pecker.
This thing kept coming. So vicious. Almost evil. Blood was gushing, and I was trying to apply pressure to it, but it kept charging at me.
At what point do you just, like, turn around and fucking kick this small animal?
Right. His feathered foe isn't just any ordinary rooster. It had a reputation in the neighborhood, apparently.
You need to tell me this is a mean cock. That's what you're saying. Yeah,
it's a mean cock. Yeah, someone else was quoted by saying, it's a big rooster. It's not one that you want to eat. It doesn't look like one you'd want to eat.
You don't eat roosters, right? You don't eat roosters?
Yeah, I mean,
they just, like, bang and, like, they just fertilize eggs.
I mean, anything's food if you're brave enough.
Touche.
Don't people eat roosters?
Wait, not to you, Mr. Vegan. I heard the other day that Moby has a vegan tattoo. You gonna follow suit?
Moby is like one of the most like notable celebrity vegans.
So you keep up with his vegan blog?
Oh, we see.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't even know if any of that exists. So yeah, please carry on.
I don't even know if that's true, honestly.
He does have that tattoo. That's all I know. That's all that's factual in that statement that I made. So, yeah.
Anyway, so this rooster has a taste for blood, but has a taste for human blood. But here's the thing. He's not alone.
Oh, shit.
He is not working alone. Those who live in the area said that the rooster and a group of chickens have been roaming the area around 169th Street in Jamaica, Queens for years, terrorizing people. Nobody's caught these fucking chickens.
Time out. These are chickens, and we're talking about humans. They have nets, yeah. Right?
And we're talking about Queens?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean,
really?
Okay, there's chickens that roam around in Ybor City, like part of like near Tampa, that just roam around like downtown.
But they don't harass.
They're awesome. I love them. They're almost them, like, all French roosters. Fries and like
probably like chips and shit right now. Nothing.
I don't see, like. I think they're just eating like I don't know bugs or whatever chickens normally eat. But like,
could you imagine like your kids getting off the bus, and the fucking group of chickens led by a rooster. Or just standing on the corner, and they're like, "Oh shit!"
you just hear that way.
We gotta go. Ooh. We gotta go around.
Wah wah wah! And it's like, how quick can I get to my porch?
It's been quoted to people saying, "I've heard kids can't ride scooters. You can't walk freely. You've got to be careful now of the rooster." The neighbor said with a laugh. It's hard not to chuckle at the idea that people now have to keep an eye out for an attacking rooster on a New York City streets, but anyone who lives in the area says it's no joke. One person was quoted by saying, "My neighbor got attacked in June, bit her ankle." Another neighbor said that the clucky crew,
clucky please, crew, that was a
roams
quote.
Roams around as chased kids and parents avoid the area with their children.
Dude, I mean, this is Okay. When an animal like this becomes a nuisance to this degree.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just fucking eat them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the hell out of them. Nobody minds that I can tell. Nobody minds the roosters anymore, but, like, they're not doing anything. They're just, like, walking around and sometimes, like, like, that's it. That's all.
Which is fine. You know what I mean? Like,
cops were called in to try to help corral these.
You don't call the cops on animals. You call animal control. God damn it.
Or you don't call anybody. You get a fucking bat and beat the fuck out of these things because it's a fucking chicken and rooster.
Daniel's going to turn me vegan because I feel bad about beating up a chicken with a bat.
If it's being if it's aggressive towards you,
it's got a taste for human blood, Allie.
It's got a taste for...
rehome it? You just catch it and...
Move it out
to the farmland or something.
So what if it does have a taste for human blood?
Then you get Stephen King to write a book about it. God. It's fine.
Cock blood.
So apparently cops try to help corral this motherfucker, and it whooped the cop's
ass. Excuse you, mother clucker.
So it says police help corral the rooster and a chicken after this man's violent run-in Thursday left him bleeding badly from a gash on his hand. But
I mean, these things have from this story, and this is not like they, you know, had all of the injuries that this gang of chickens or roosters or whatever have caused. This is what it... Well, where is this?
New York City.
How the fuck is a group of roosters just, like, terrorizing a part of New York City?
Well, I'm glad you asked. While hens are legally allowed to be kept in the city, roosters are not. The Department of Health wasn't available to respond on Thursday, but Susaran said he filed a complaint with them already. So apparently someone owns these fucking birds, but they are not taking like ownership of them. They're just letting them roam free.
So my next question would be, why do you think that roosters are not allowed just because of like noise complaint kind of stuff?
Roosters seem to be more like really, really aggressive. Yeah. Like, especially, then, I mean, that's why they're cockfights.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did it specifically say roosters are not allowed or chickens at all?
It says hens are allowed, but roosters
aren't. Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, probably because they're aggressive and because they crow. Like,
yeah.
And it's Queens. It's either that or fucking gunshots. What do you expect?
Or because people use them for cockfighting?
Yeah, true. Why can't the people with the guns shoot the roosters?
We're making everybody happy.
A fucking gang war.
I know, right?
You're going to have a gang war, man. You're going to have the roosters against the bloods.
You got the clucks versus the... No, I don't know. I got nothing.
Oh, my God.
Clucks and crips.
Since we were talking earlier about our broken-ass fucking legal system, let me just shine another little spotlight on it, if that's cool. We're going over to the BBC News. U.S. man sues psychic who, quote, promised to remove ex-girlfriend curse. Yes. And don't worry.
It's a psychic. You fell for her. Like,
thank you.
You get what you get.
At what point? Well, actually, I'll ask this question later.
Yeah, let's get into it.
A California man is suing a psychic who he says falsely claimed she could remove a curse put on his marriage by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend. Mara Restrepo and...
Oh, no.
What? Mara Restrepo.
I love this story already.
And said Sophia Adams promised she could save his marriage if he paid $5,100 to exorcise the spell, according to a fraud suit filed with the Torrance Superior Court. Miss Adams allegedly told Mr. Restrepo he and his family would be, quote, unhappy and in danger, end quote, if the curse was not lifted. He's now seeking $25,000 in damages. Not going through the charges because they might as well charge him with being a dumbass. I will go to this next sentence, which I feel like sums it up pretty well. Mm-hmm. Mr. Restrepo said that he contacted Miss Adams after searching for psychics on Google. I'm just going to stop right there.
He searched for psychics on Google? Yes.
Now,
what did he expect?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that, because he found someone that what he thought had, or who he thought had, very fantastic credentials. Miss Adams' website bills her as a, quote, psychic love specialist and, quote, PhD life coach. Yep. Which the suit claims...
You can definitely get a PhD in life coaching. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Which the suit claims, quote, made plaintiff more confident that he was speaking with a professional that could help him. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She has her PhD. In life coach.
Yeah.
Mr. Restrepo, are you familiar with education? Because I'm not going to lie... They do not give out PhDs in life coaching. I think that...
What school did she go to?
Oh, my God. This is just... Fucking... This is one of these things that I'm just... I take a step back and I'm just like, this is what is clogging up our legal system.
Also, this is what you deserved. You went to a psychic.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes it's just like, when people like seek out... legal representation,
yeah,
they just need to be met with a backhand and just be like, make better decisions.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm sorry that you pissed away 51.
Take your loss and move
thank you. Exactly. Consider this an expensive lesson, Mr. Restrepo. During the session, Miss Adams read his tarot cards and told him he had mala suerte.
Bad luck.
Which translated means bad luck. Placed on him by, quote, by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend. And unless the curse was removed, it would ruin Mr. Restrepo.
His children,
his marriage, the court papers say.
So why did he seek out a psychic to...
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he sought out a psychic because he was like just having some shit going on in his life.
The vibes are off. Just the vibes are off.
Vibes are off.
Okay.
Then
okay.
She's like, this guy's clearly a fucking moron.
Uh-huh.
Let me read these tarot cards. Oh, wow.
Says right here, you're going to write me a check for $5,100 is what it's... I mean,
yes.
To clear the bad juju,
exactly.
You need to
exactly.
donate.
Yes. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you, Mama Allie.
If you just if you scan my QR code right here, you can donate directly to my Cash App.
Yeah. It's a Miss Allie. She tells you all about the tarot cards. So, despite making an initial deposit of $1,000, Mr. Restrepo says that Miss Adams did not in any way help his marriage, and he had been suffering from sleepless nights, anxiety, and anguish. Hey, did you think about the sleepless nights? Anxiety and anguish might have been brought on by the fact that you cut a fucking $5,100 check or paid cash to a fucking psychic that you looked up on Google. I'm sorry. This just in. Oh, you deserve what you get, friend.
Was the wife behind, like, was she okay with this?
My God. Question. I hope she divorced him. On what grounds? Fucking being a moron. Like, honestly, dude. What?
Your Honor, this idiot went to a fucking psychic and gave him $5,100. That is all.
Say no more, fam.
Yeah. I was reading through this and I was just like, first of all, of course the U.S., because this was actually like picked up by a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like...
This happened in California, right?
A California man, yeah.
Yep.
First word. So, yes. But yeah, dude, like, I just read this and I was just like, dude... If anybody wants a place to start for like trying to make America a better place, look at our fucking legal system.
What are you saying? Like, make America great again? Or
I'm saying, how about this? How about just fucking get America bearable again? How about that?
Oh, no.
If I ran on that platform, would you guys support me?
I think so.
Can we make America par for the course?
Hold on, speaking of running for elections, I got a notification on my phone the other day where you can like nominate friends to run for local office.
Hell yeah.
I think it was on Snapchat.
Okay. Wait, are you looking for a representative? Mr.
No,
Cervantes?
I want nothing to do with it. There is too much dirt.
I'm just saying, dude, I got a clean record. I will, no, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't touch fucking politics with a fucking 10-foot pole, man.
No.
That shit is so dirty and gross and like just, yeah.
It's about as gross as the fucking backseat of a Jeep.
My God. I might as well rub myself off while I'm back here.
Oh.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I thought the mic was muted.
Hot mics.
Oh my god. All right. Where are we going from here?
I just want to mention that Alex Jones is being sued for saying that Sandy Hook was fake. I thought that
they already came to the conclusion that
I thought that was old news.
I thought that he was already like, they were like, yeah, he fucked up or whatever.
It was a whole thing.
Well,
I mean, he's been sued already. Like,
yeah, but they're just now like doing. There's way too many complicated things in this. I don't know. This is new. Somehow, this is new. Yeah.
I heard something about it, but I don't know.
A jury is going to determine the amount of damages that he and other defendants will have to pay
so
the families
hear
of two
it
kids
at this point, kind of thing. Yeah. Okay, for damages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like apparently they've decided that yes, he is legally liable, but for damages for three.
So it went through a grand jury, and the grand jury said yes, this will proceed to trial, because that's the order.
But now the judge has ruled that yes, he and InfoWars were legally liable for damages in three defamation lawsuits from the shooting. And he said that in 2019 when he was deposed, he said that these statements were a form of psychosis. Not my fault.
From the frogs being turned fucking gay.
Dude.
Gay frogs. I cannot with the fucking gay frogs. Oh my God.
I think that it is. The clips are so fucking entertaining. Yep. I'm sorry. But the clips are entertaining, man. He's just like, oh my God, the demon people. Let me tell you. And then he's like, la, 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 la. And then he's like, I'm a little bit retarded. You guys heard that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, it's some funny shit. It's some funny shit.
Yeah.
But yes, I did hear that though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to seeing. I hope it's a lot of money. Yeah.
He'll have to sell a lot more. I don't know.
Snake oil.
Yeah. Whatever forms of snake oil he sells. So.
Okay, I have a plethora, and I will do one more. But I want you guys.
Okay.
To pick.
Okay. Yeah, we got time for one more, and then we're gonna do outro stuff because we got some spooktacular stuff to do.
Spooky.
I really want to hear the line 12. I really want to hear that one.
Line 12.
I'm gonna go with Allie's vote.
Okay.
We cannot go a full episode without bringing up Odie.
Yeah.
Odie's my shit. All right. All right, so. Are you guys opening the
no.
Should I? Because I haven't.
Okay. No. Okay. No. I want you to guess. I want you to guess. Six of the most bizarre counterfeit goods. They say fake it till you make it, but these products show that you really shouldn't.
God.
All right. So, let's go with number one. What do you think?
Should we start with number one, or should we go 6-1?
We can do six. I don't know if they're ordered. Okay.
Got you,
man. I don't know what would count as just like, bizarre because yeah. all I'm thinking of are like. I'll tell you what, fake like Jordans or something.
Yeah, why don't you hit us with the first one?
Yeah, give us
and
a
then
taste.
We can get yeah, then we can get a temp okay. on it, and then
the first one, is eggs,
counterfeit eggs.
Wait,
how do you even start faking eggs? And why would you? A dozen of eggs cost $1.50.
Only if they're Fabergé eggs. Otherwise, I'm not understanding this.
Well, it may be some. It's not a luxury. It's not exactly a luxury good, right?
Not normal eggs. That may be the
situation in the Western countries, but in some parts of the world, particularly India and parts of Asia, eggs are a sought after commodity. There are a lot of people wanting eggs, and one chicken can only lay so many, leading to a scarcity.
Oh, this is
eggs.
Some Hunger Games shit right here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
And that's just the kind of situation that attracts scammers. The Chinese egg counterfeiters are producing up to 1,500 eggs per day that have never seen a chicken. Scammers make the yolk and white from various mixtures of resin, starch, coagulants, and food coloring, while the shell consists of wax, gypsum, yep. and calcium carbonate. To the naked eye, the resulting Franken eggs look deceptively like the real
it
thing.
Seems so weird because like you couldn't be making that much money off of.
That seems like a big process, and they're not that expensive to produce, right?
I mean, I guess if you don't have enough space to have chickens. I don't know. That is bizarre. Okay, that's bizarre.
But that's not helpful.
They don't taste like eggs, and also they don't taste like eggs. But also, if you eat them, you can. If they're contaminated, they could shut down your liver.
I'm not gonna lie. The things that you described to make the yolk and whites don't sound edible.
Nope.
So yeah, not only shutting down your liver, but not being a fucking egg is the first part.
Right.
All right. So that's setting the standard. Damn. I'm just going to say, I'm going to say meat.
No.
Damn.
Next one.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm going to say like some sort of like pencils or something, like something else just that doesn't seem like it would make much money. Okay.
No. Next one is condoms.
Why are you going to make fake condoms?
Made out of.
You'd think that the entire purpose of a condom would make you want quality. Cheap out, and you'll end up with an astronomically more expensive happy little accident kid, or something nasty growing on your little. But the demand for low cost condoms has spawned a global fake condom industry. Scammers ship these counterfeit prophylactics in their tens of thousands to everywhere from Africa to Puerto Rico.
What?
So, yeah, people make fake condoms.
Okay. A lot of questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are they made out of? I'm assuming they don't say, so.
Well, it says quality control is an alien concept to the scammers, and your condoms are probably going to be full of holes and made from inferior materials that are ripped at the slightest.
Have you ever
touch.
Heard about quality control of, like, actual condoms? Mm-hmm. They're, like...
They blow them up. Right?
They like stretch them. Yeah. They like they do all kinds.
Wait,
it's interesting.
Time out. You guys don't blow your condoms up before you use them.
Hey, baby, you ready? Hang on, let me just.
You want a giraffe
do
or
you know
an alligator
how hard
this
it is
time?
Put a, do you know how hard it is to put a condom back on after you already rolled it out?
Yes. I actually do because at one point I didn't know how to put one on, so. It's like, well, which one? Which is the inside? Which is the... Oh, no. Damn it. I mean, we were all in fucking high school at some point. So, like, shit.
Oh, God.
Daniel, you should be able to get number three.
It's got to be fake medicine.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to say, like, some kind of cheaper medicine, like aspirin or something.
Yeah.
obviously, medicine is number three. There's really no need to explain for it. Scammers are always making fake medicine.
I don't feel like that falls into bizarre.
Agreed.
Yeah, well, all right. So just to move along faster, number four, sex toys.
Oh no!
Why does it need to be? So,
yeah.
Like what is where are you cutting corners?
People are always looking to get the rocks off that makes the makes for a lucrative counterfeit sex toy market. So obviously, you know, you have these brands of sex toys that like are supposed to perform in a certain way. So it's just like shoes, I guess. Like you make a knockoff of this name brand sex toy and then sell it at a cheaper price.
I don't really see the issue there though. Right.
I mean, it's not gonna be the right quality, like it possibly like
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's
just
the thing. It's
I
all,
just had like the mental about, image of somebody putting like a fucking like whatever beater motor in like a dildo or something. It's just like
or your girl in the back of the Jeep Cherry or the Jeep Wrangler is like she's like oh yeah, and she puts it in. She goes oh no, absolutely not. This won't do at all.
That's probably why it smells like burning plastic in there.
But also like no, if it's made out of something that's like not made to like be cleaned or like
paper.
Yes. Well, say if it's made out of something that's like porous and then like
Allie is on the right track with this.
So you're not down with paper mache dildos.
She's got to spray paint a coat of spackle on it before you. Spackle. Not spackle, like a clear coat or something. Spackle's not going to work.
Oh, no. I love it, though.
So they're often made of potentially toxic materials that can easily be absorbed through your naughtiness. As usual with counterfeits, the poor construction of sex toys could lead to them breaking in places where you really, really don't want
Don't order your sex toys from Wish.
Yeah, right.
The second or third grade materials used in these things could also often porous, which makes the prime real estate of any number of
bacteria. So you're telling me that construction paper and Elmer's glue is not adequate materials to make sex toys out of?
Well, it's like when you're when you stretch your earlobes, you're not supposed to use certain materials because they're porous and they're like not good to like heal your ears with because you're sort of like healing your ears over and over.
I think I used acrylic.
I think they say not to eat, or maybe acrylic. I think acrylic's okay. Most people use acrylic. I think like you're not supposed to use maybe glass because glass is porous. My ears have been stretched a long time. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's something like that. Yeah.
These things can be contaminated with everything up to dead insects. Ooh, okay. So you want to avoid pussy roaches.
God, why can't we have that as the show title?
You know, I mean,
pussy roaches.
I'm kidding.
I don't know.
Just star out pussy and then just pussy roaches. Number five is on the lines of food again. It's going to be ketchup.
What?
So, yes.
That's interesting because, like, honestly, so I've tried to start paying attention to how much high fructose corn syrup, and I'm not shitting you, because supposedly it binds with vitamin D, and it can actually like fuck up with your like vitamin D levels.
Like it can
and
make
stuff.
You deficient.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I mean, like you get out in the sun and stuff, and it's great and all that jazz. But then if you have like whatever chicken McNuggets and fucking whatever Polynesian sauce, then like, but like, dude, there's so much stuff that has high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, and like every. So. There were so many ads for a long time. It's like, we only use natural sugar. And it's like, good. That's probably good.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I would say that shit is just like colored high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. So. There was one New Jersey gang of scammers.
New Jersey. We're the Jets.
In 2012, Jets, cops raided a warehouse containing hundreds of bottles.
Sorry.
In 2012, cops raided a warehouse containing hundreds of bottles of knockoff Heinz Simply Heinz ketchup. Huh. Simply Heinz product uses real sugar instead of corn syrup.
Yep. Now,
there you go.
As a premium product, it fetches higher price to the market, not by a whole lot, whatever. The scammers would empty unbranded ketchup into containers with fake Heinz labels, but the airborne contaminants introduced into the ketchup during the process had an interesting side effects. The bottles were potentially explosive, The ketchup had started fermenting and building pressure inside of the container. The exploding ketchup bottles in the warehouse were what attracted the cops to them in the first place.
Jeez, dude.
You had a shit ton of ketchup bottles just exploding.
Well, everywhere. Think about it. Like, if you could make them look pretty real and people were buying them thinking they were real, but you had no fucking quality control, you could make a lot more profit.
Yeah.
Most of this list is quality control. And I think number six is the biggest quality control of them all.
What's number six?
Ultrasounds.
What?
How are you going to...
How do you fake that?
Faking a pregnancy can be challenging after all. Okay. People usually want proof of a baby. But industrious scammers have naturally found a way. This time, though, they've got a bit of help from a legitimate business introducing a fake a baby. So there's a company called Fake a Baby. The company sells fake pregnancy bellies and ultrasounds as a supposed joke item, but that hasn't stopped creative scammers taking advantage of their products. In one case, a Michigan teen used a fake ultrasound and belly from the company to convince people on the internet that she was pregnant with triplets. She accepted both cash, gifts, and unsuspecting strangers willing to help a young mother. In other cases, spouses have used the ultrasound to fake a pregnancy that have resulted in divorces and even domestic violence. So,
what?
Damn. Yeah.
That is,
Man, yeah,
I feel like this list, like,
that one got dark.
We should have started at six.
Yeah. Holy, like, ultrasounds. Yeah. Okay, but also ketchup. Hey.
Yeah. So I texted it to the group. I thought Splodin' Chup was a good,
Splodin' Chup.
No, but, that's absolutely fucking bizarre, man. It is so weird to me what is actually a viable counterfeit item.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And that people can make boatloads of money just like, and even if they only like, whatever, they get in, they run it for like, what, a month, 2 months, and then fucking get out. And it's like, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you know? Yeah.
Take this ketchup gang. The ketchup gang of New Jersey. They would get free bottles from restaurants, empty them out, put fucking fake ass, like, cheap ketchup, and sell it as like Heinz high-end ketchup.
Which I don't buy fucking Heinz anyway, shit? Dude. I don't know about you, like, guys, you highfalutin motherfuckers out there.
Ketchup gang of New Jersey.
I like Heinz ketchup.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not saying that I don't like it. I just
don't
like.
You're maligning Heinz ketchup, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Allie just looked at me, and
I'm not going to sit for it either.
Allie just looked at me, like stared me down, and then took her forefinger and slid it across her throat. So I'm just going to leave.
Ketchup just came out as a threat. No, dude. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff that I'll buy store brand of. I will not buy store brand ketchup. I will not buy store brand mayonnaise.
Okay, I'm on board with the mayonnaise.
I will not buy mayonnaise, okay. Period.
Ranch, I'm not going to buy off-brand ranch.
No, I agree. What do you buy?
I really like the Hidden Valley buttermilk one.
I won't split hairs. I'll do Hidden Valley original normally. Yeah.
I like the buttermilk even better, but I also like the ones that are in like the fridge section that are like the Marie's and like the Marzetti's or whatever.
Blue cheese.
Those are both really good.
Blue cheese, Marie's. Mm-hmm. That's what we do for wings. So,
This has been Condiment Corner.
Yes. Man, I just went from 6 to 12 real quick on the condiments.
Not again.
Oh, you know what that means.
I think it's time.
It's time. It's time for me to let myself out of this room because Allie is feeling uncomfortable. No, just kidding. No, I promise. I'll leave my pants on a little bit longer. Just for the outro. Dude, I'm going to serenade today. No, I'm not going to do that. Anyway.
We were both just like, what?
I know. That's what I was going for.
Well, it worked.
We didn't rehearse this.
We were not prepared.
Anywho. So this has been episode 170 of the Tether Radio podcast. let us know what you guys thought. You can send all of your thoughts and recommendations and constructive criticisms and just, I don't know, recommended food items.
Oh, yeah.
We love food. Yeah. So.
Preferably non-exploding
yes,
food.
Yes. Preferably not splodin' chop. But yeah, you could
it's hard sell, bro. Hard sell.
You can send all that shit to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on Jack Dorsey's Twitter sphere at @tether_radio. Instagram, same damn handle. At @tether_radio. And don't worry, we don't post things that will make your teenage daughters not like their bodies. So, we basically just post, I don't know. Did you guys get that? No.
No.
But we can't go this episode without mentioning the fucking fell of Facebook. So, good job, Twitter. On staying up. While
no, my point was is that there have been the whistleblower lady. Yeah, she came out and she was basically like, yeah, Instagram, basically their algorithm serves up all these like whatever, like body, not body shaming, but what the hell, like body dysmorphia stuff to teenage girls.
Yeah.
So that's where I was going with that. Okay. Swing and a miss. Anywho, Facebook. Tether Radio, one word. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group that all of our shenanigans go down. Also, the polls that were mentioned earlier, that's where you can find those at the Tether. My God. What just happened?
What the fuck?
At the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group, you can post your own poll. We might just showcase it on the podcast, or if you want to recommend it to us, I gave you the email address. Send it. So,
or just send me a direct message. And
send a direct message to Larry.
Dom Daddy Larry.
Dom Daddy Larry.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I love it. We also have the Read with Tether Facebook group book club. We are currently reading A Head Full of Ghosts.
Yes.
Right? I don't remember who it's by.
Paul Tremblay.
Do you want to give a little something, or you want me to?
I want you to, because you've started it.
Yeah. So I'm about a halfway through it. I really like it. There's a couple things that I'm like, well, actually, probably one thing that I was like, it kind of takes you out of the moment. But I think it's written very well, and I don't know. It's been a very good read so far. It basically focuses on this family that is dealing with an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old, two daughters, that one of them is suspected as being potentially possessed by a demon. So you'll have to read it or show up to the book club to find out the crazy conclusion. I'm not going to give any more away, but it's actually written really well, and there's some fantastic parts in it that you're like, it's a page turner.
The two books that I've read of his like really got under my skin, but like in a way where I'm like,
he's a good writer. He's definitely a good writer.
Yeah.
We've got the Tether Radio newsletter that goes out every Monday.
Oh, wait, the book. We're going to talk about it in a couple weeks on Wednesday so that we don't compete with bingo on a Thursday.
27th. Yes.
October 27th. So just a couple more weeks, but it's a fairly short book. So
about 280 pages, I believe. So. Yeah. We've got the Tether Radio newsletter that we also have. Allie puts that together, so Larry and I are just going to fucking like step back and just be like, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. Because honestly, she does a fucking amazing job week to week. And you can...
Look, man, I just work here.
You can find all of the show notes and everything from the full episode in the newsletter, along with fun little things that Allie puts together. Occasionally, and I will say very occasionally, I will send something, but... nine times out of ten, it's completely alley. We also have the Tether Radio Untethered that comes out on Wednesdays now. We're going to be posting because we're moving it up a day because our...
We got competition, bitches, and we're coming for
you. We got man. For the month of October, we're going to be doing kind of a Halloween Spooktober theme. So it's going to be a lot of recommendations for books, movies. I don't know. Larry, you got some shows or anything? All right. So we're going to do books, basically media recommendations for the month of October for some spooky stuff.
And mine are actually easily accessible.
Oh, rock and roll.
That's a shot at you.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually going to recommend some shit this week that you're probably gonna have to pay for. But it's worth it if you're into weird shit. So, and I'm not gonna lie, if you've stuck around this long,
you must be.
You're into weird shit. If you didn't know it, you know it now. So this has been episode 170 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And we thank you so much for joining us for right around an hour and a half. We hope you guys have a fantastic week. Check out Untethered on Wednesday. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.